I guess people are calling in saying, don't stop the music over Pizza Box Mike on Devil Radio. Yeah, fastest hour in radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM and 540 AM, 101 FM in Waukesha. Man, we're already halfway through. The best part was spending time, you know, I stayed at my aunt and uncle's, my mom's younger brother and his wife, and they got like this beautiful place. They built all the wiring, and then they live in Louisville, Colorado. That's the place that burned on December 30th and 31st. And so he's always been a great storyteller, but he took me through the town, and I got to see the damage. And like, it was weird because sometimes, you know, 400 feet away, something would blow through the air and land on one house's roof and burn, and the rest of the neighborhood was fine. And the people were trying to get it out, but they couldn't. You know, it was too smoky and hot, and I don't think people can imagine what it's like. But my sister's son, one of her sons, is married to the mayor. So I got, and it was cool, man. I was invited to the mayor of Louisville, Colorado's home for a picnic in the backyard. But then they already knew me, so, you know. My nephew and his wife. And she's always been a progressive, and he's like the most laid-back guy. And then I spent that time with my brother, and it was all about laughing and walking and feeling good about where, you know, they were in the hills. I mean, there's no poverty there, because at least in these suburb areas that I was going to, because they can't afford to live in poverty there. They have to go into, like, by where the rails are, you know, and things like that. There's no stores or anything. And so they don't have as much crime. So diversity is less there. But, you know, most of the people living there are really nice, right? Yeah, there's some Trumpers around there. Up in the hills, you got, what, Boebert? She's in the mountains. Yeah, I can understand why she gets elected. They should try some of that jungle cake I got at the store. Anyway, wait, hey, let's go to North and South. Joe, what's happening?
Hey, Pizza Box, man. Sounds like I'm really glad you were able to get on that trip, man, and go see your family, and especially your brother.
Made him laugh.
I always appreciate it.
Yeah, his wife said, yeah, I haven't heard him laugh like that, and he was agreeing with you. And I'm like, well, because I was trying to, you know, lead into things that were agreeable, and if he said things that weren't right, I didn't, you know, I don't correct him. But Joe, I got, you know, 10 years experience with my soulmate dealing with mental health issues, and it's basically the same kind of thing where they think there something is and it isn't, you know, and I can deal with that. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know,
yeah, that's cool.
I want to commend you for sharing that painful story and the reality of it.
The first day he was shaking a lot, and he was frustrated, and you know, there's some things in our family that, you know, some divisions in our family that have happened, and so I tried to heal that by saying, hey man, you know what, I came to see you. I mean, you know, I'm the black sheep of the family, so it's like I got, you know, I've been through enough things that, you know, I can be supportive of you guys, all of you, you know, and nobody's trying to harm anybody here.
Yeah, it's a real lesson in diplomacy when things like these creep into families, and you know, these are very hard dynamics to deal with. But, you know, I also wanted to say that 50% of this country doesn't have $600 in the bank. So,
right?
You know, you're sitting next to somebody who's one mess up away from going into just chaotic economic vulture capitalism, the worst. You know, this country does, it blows, man. We don't step up to the pump. You know, we can't wait to run away to Ukraine to stand up to Putin, like in some fake sense. It's not that, you know, and I mean, you know, with no understanding, no discussion of the us toppling the government of the Ukraine in 2014, you know, when our State Department was running all over the world. Look, they're having slave auctions in Libya because of Hillary Clinton, okay? We don't have an anti-war movement in the Democratic Party.
We don't in America, Joe, you know, and the media, you know, they just love it. Right. Every time there's a war, you know, oh, this is horrible. Here, we'll show you some bodies in the streets. Oh, that's terrible. Wait till tomorrow. Wait, next hour, we'll do it again. And it's like overkill without explaining, without admitting that America never made up for their atrocities of war. And people, half the people in this country deny that we've ever done any of the things that Putin's doing. Oh, yes, we have, people. And we've supported fascists in the past. There were people in America that supported Hitler because, you know, they hated Jewish people too. Isn't that neat?
Yeah. You can find it on YouTube. There was a Nazi party in Madison Square Garden in, I want to say, like 1931 or something like that. 20,000 people attended that thing.
We've had the Nazi party in our state capitol since 2011, man. Nobody wants to believe it, but it's there.
Yeah, spot on, man. You know, and hey, the other thing is just a little news drop from Arizona here is we did legalize marijuana.
That's what I thought. We suck, man. God.
And Sinema is eating feces in the polls, so she is, you know, everybody's hot on her shtick over here.
Yeah, but the damage is done, and will we ever make up for it? Will we be able to hold on to enough seats to try and come up with something more sane than, oh, let's just talk about the middle class and, spare the wealthy of any taxes and any kind of issues at all, man? That's all it seems to me. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, it's really a lame game and a lame, you know, and by the way, I mean, I am just, you know, you're not going to find this surprising, but I'm so disappointed in the modern day Democrat that is in leadership right now because, you know, everything that they were elected to get stuff done and they're not getting it done and everything is, you know, just, I mean, I hear about, oh my God, inflation, defund the police. You got to deal with some tough issues because you know what? It's deferred maintenance. We have never dealt with this stuff in this country. And to get beat on CTR or CRT, critical race theory, that shows you how weak we are. And how not prepared to deal with things that we are. And to sit here and have the carny Republicans just prepped. We're lining up as Democrats to take a serious ass whooping, and Democratic leadership is not even panicking. They're not, because it's a corporate control thing. And I'll tell you what, man, we'll see political failure coming up here real soon. And this brand of Democrat is done for. But the new party is not ready either. So we've got some issues, but dude, I love what you do on the radio.
Hey, thanks, man.
Keep that groove going, okay?
Yeah, no problem. And Joe, it's not as bad as you think. It's far, far worse. I'm not looking at it anymore as like a Democrat, obviously, or a Republican, or, you know, but I do, you know, hey, have some hope on 420. I heard that Bernie Sanders says, you know, if Joe isn't ready to go, I'll be ready. And no doubt. You know, but be ready for a revolution in June, Joe. The Poor People's Campaign is going to D.C., and I think it's going to be a big crowd, and I think I'm going to be there. I just, you know, COVID's died down enough. I'll get another booster, be wearing my mask, but it'll be warm outside. I got to go, man. I got to get into this. And I think they'll be, you know, organized in every state. There'll be buses going there. So find out about that. Check into that. Poor People's Campaign. Reverend Barber signed one of my pizza boxes. Isn't that cool? So did a lot of people. And I'm going to have to pull them out. I should have been at the Capitol, but you know what? Sometimes it's more fun when they just happen to walk through on a day they come to get per diem, you know? They don't have nothing to legislate or vote on. Those are the best days. I just go into the office and kick back for a minute, get my per diem. And then they'll run into my signs. And then they'll see me. Hi, nice to see you again. Oh, you haven't met me? Oh, allow me to introduce myself. Pizza Box Mike, we'll be back in a little bit. And it seems nobody's interested in learning.
but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration.